Homer Mayor Ken Kastner campaigned on a promise that he would not cast votes to break a tie when the city council split votes evenly. He said he wanted the six council members who often split on issues to work together, not depend on him to decide. As a result, many issues have died on the table for lack of majority support. At last night's Homer City Council meeting, in response to Kastner casting tie-breaking votes on a couple of issues, Councilmember Rachel Lord brought forth an ordinance that would have required the mayor to vote in case of a tie.
I told the mayor when he was running that I didn't really like his proposal to not vote. I thought it was kind of strange, and he sold me on it. I never would have brought this forward had we not gone through what we did with Ketchmack City water issue. The mayor brought forward a piece of policy and voted to break a tie. To me and to many of the people I talked with, that fundamentally broke a lot of trust.
The ordinance failed to pass introduction with only council members Lord and Adderhold voting in favor, but it prompted conversation around the mayor's non-traditional stance on breaking ties. Councilmember Lord said requiring the mayor to break ties would be a valuable and positive step for the community and the council. Others on the council disagreed, saying the mayor's campaign promise was a welcome relief from past mayors who cast votes without participating in the discussion about the issue prior to their votes. Kastner weighed in, saying while campaigning, he had not considered what would happen with ordinances that he had introduced, and that he opts not to exercise his option to vote often, because if a vote on the council is tied, in his mind, it's a failed issue that lacks support of the majority of the council. The council needs to find ways to work together, not depend on a single tie-breaking vote, he said.
The second time I broke a tie was just a procedural sort of a thing, because I thought that something should not die on first reading, that it should go to public hearing. And I kind of resent taking heat on that issue, but I won't do it again. 3-3 on a first reading, I'm not going to break that tie again, since it's so important to everybody.
The mayor also said the council can assume henceforward that anything he brings to the council will come with his vote attached to it. Also last night, the Homer City Council discussed at length the city's current effort to move to a biennial budget. As part of that effort, a variety of formerly separate depreciation reserve funds are being combined on the city's books, something that some of the council expressed concern about. The council instructed staff to research accounting software options that might allow clearer tracking of the various fund balances. And the council heard a report from City Manager Katie Kester regarding the city's settlement agreement with NSTAR Natural Gas. The city, along with Kenai Peninsula Borough and Ketchmack City, was able to reach an agreement with NSTAR regarding a dispute over the terms of payment of a tariff for the construction of a truck line to the southern Kenai Peninsula. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska now has until November 3rd to approve that agreement or recommend something different.